Hello, and welcome to the Brand Lab's 3 Fearless Questions, brought to you by the Brand Lab, whose mission is to change the face and the voice of the marketing and advertising industry. This is Lau Su Heng, your Brand Lab student host. And I'm here today with our special guest, Luis Martinez. Luis Martinez is a senior level marketer at Denny's, focusing on digital media and Hispanic marketing. He graduated from Harvard with a bachelor's degree in history and has previously worked at Spring, Walmart, and GHG. Luis is especially passionate about wanting to see more diversity and inclusivity in the workplace. Luis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So, Fearless Question 1. Luis, when was the first time you became aware of your own race?
Yeah, I think for me it came when I moved up to Bellingham, Washington. So I was born in Pasadena, California, went to L.A. public schools all through elementary school, and then middle school, the family, mom, dad, and me and four other brothers moved up to Bellingham, Washington, which is right up against the Canadian border with about 60,000 cows. Ethnically, a little less diverse than Los Angeles, California is, and probably was the first time where I wasn't surrounded by people who looked and sounded like me. So that's really the first time I became aware of it.
That's a great answer, Luis. Thank you so much for sharing that. Fearless question 2. When was the time you felt included or excluded?
You know, it was when I started college. I think both kind of applied, right? Because you know, when someone starts school at a place like Harvard or any other college, what you'll often find is that it's this big microcosm of the world we live in. There's people from all over the world, different nationalities, different ethnicities, different languages. And so it's really easy to, one, feel a little siloed and isolated, to feel like, whoa, I'm the only one like me or from the same town or with the same background. But at the same time, you start to feel really embraced by people who also have a curiosity, want to understand why you believe what you do, you know, how does your background influence your way of thinking. And so for me, college really was that time where it's really easy to think, wow, I might be alone in this, but at the same time, me being one of few became a reason to have meaningful conversations, to learn, to engage with others. And so, you know, definitely was a really good experience for me to have, a good experience for anyone to have, but I think college tends to be that time for a lot of people.
Yes, for sure. I totally agree with you. That's totally relatable. And finally, Fearless Question 3. How have you seen diversity impact your creative process?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And ultimately, it kind of boils down to one of the things you mentioned in the intro, was that I'm really big at making sure that, you know, our teams or people working in marketing and advertising really are representative of the communities they're trying to speak to. Because ultimately, you know, your diversity, whether it's your ethnicity, your racial background, your education, where you were born or raised, these are all sources of strength, right? Having that unique point of view is what allows you to bring something new and interesting to the table that maybe others could not. So having diversity at a table, whether it's making decisions or executing, becomes crucial to ensure that we are representing the same consumers that we're trying to connect with. And so for me, you know, it took me some time to recognize that I, as a Latino, born in LA, raised in Washington State, Harvard educated, could bring a unique set of skills and perspective to the table. But once I realized it, I really embraced that opportunity and really made sure that I was representing my different communities as part of these conversations to make sure that whether it's our creative or our targeting or anything Denny's might be doing is indeed representative of the broad America that we're trying to invite into our diner.
All right, Luis, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to answer the Brand Lab's 3 Fearless Questions today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
This has been the Brand Lab's 3 Fearless Questions, produced by students of the Brand Lab who participate in classes and internships aimed at changing the face and the voice of the marketing and advertising industry. To continue this conversation, use the hashtag 3FQ and learn more at thebrandlab.org/fearless.